Hello, listeners.
Hello.
We're back.
Is a burning thing.
Episode 3 of You Don't Have the Balls.
A fiery ring.
We're going to talk about the Ring of Fire today. Oh, no. I'm a little bit scared of where this is going to go.
You started it.
You and my wife both started this. I think your wife started it.
I've been to a ring.
I think it's her fault.
So, it partially is.
So, just what are we referring to?
I'm not leading off to this with this. No, because this is mid-segment stuff. Trust me, it's something to... called The Hook. You want to hear the story about it, the Ring of Fire, then you got to listen.
Okay. All right. Yeah, there's some guaranteed nasty shit coming up later, I'm sure. I don't know.
I mean, hopefully it's not nasty. I mean, geez. How was your week?
It was all right, man. It was all right. I am really stoked about having 32 downloads of this podcast, which is 30 more than I thought we were going to get, because I thought it would just be you and I.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate that, everyone.
And we absolutely do. I want to send a shout out to Quindarius Mothershed, too. I'm telling him about the podcast. I work with him. I'm telling him about the podcast. And he goes, "You got a podcast?" I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "I got a few followers." And I was like, "What do you mean you got a few followers?" He was like,
"He's in a cult."
I mean, it's a comedy cult. He's a comedian.
Cool. I'd like to get on that.
But he said, "Yeah." He said, "Give me the link." He said, I'll promote it." It was shared, I think, 200 times, the link to the podcast.
Wow. That's
so the
awesome.
Fact that we
I
netted,
didn't know that.
So the fact that we netted as many as we did just off of him doing that was great.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that really got us out there, but we're only two episodes in, so now this is the third. It's like a good cliffhanger book, I guess, or movie. People don't read books anymore. I do. Other people don't.
I don't. We've covered that already.
Yeah, we have. We're not going to go back and talk about that. My week was interesting. It was filled with, you had to make something happen this week at work because we're in slow season. And so,
I know how that went.
Oh yeah. Well, you and they all need what happened, but it's, you know, I gotta eat.
Yeah.
I gotta eat, you know?
Yeah. I'll throw some ramen your way. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that. Except for the headache I get afterwards now.
Pretty tight.
I mean, so I don't know what happened. I guess high blood pressure. High blood pressure tends to do a lot of things to you when you get older, but now whenever I eat ramen, if I put the whole packet of the flavor sodium, that's because it's all it is sodium on top of sodium, dude, I have the worst headache.
Ooh, and it's delicious.
Hey, we went and picked up my granddaughter from the airport last night, and it was late, and so I decided to play a little gut roulette with Atlanta traffic. Stopped at the Starbucks before we left. And I got a 6 shots of espresso drink. I needed, like, I was a little tired.
Did they let you use the bathroom before you left?
Nope. I said, I'm going to take my chances.
So tell the truth. You pulled over.
No, I didn't. I mean, I would have had plenty
of
opportunity.
You made it?
Yeah, I made it because, listen, it didn't hit until afterwards, but when it hit, my God, it was a bomb going off. I made it, and I told my wife, I looked back, and I was like, that might not have been the smartest thing to do, and she's like, what are you talking about? I was like, coffee's a diuretic. Like, it'll make you go. Yeah, it's like a brown streak underneath a Suburban going up 85.
I bet when you got home, you were running around just half-ass completing all kinds of projects.
So it did stay up late. Like I told you, we're watching Supernatural again. Mm-hmm. Stayed up and watched 3 more episodes, like 3 more hours after we got home. Just stayed up watching Supernatural, thinking about stuff to talk about today on the podcast. I mean, the week was great. The week ended even better, you know, with the Atlanta traffic, and my God, people, learn to use turn signals. It's a good thing. That's what you would think people would say. So the turn signal is the stick that's on the left side of the steering wheel. You know, the thing that you hold when you're steering it in which direction you're going. If you flip it down, it says you're going to go left. If you flip it up, it says you're going to go right. Basic fundamentals of driving, right?
Well, if you haven't checked your blinker fluid in a while, make sure you do. Because if you're out,
you do need to check your blinker fluid. It's, you know, It's a vital, vital lubricant for the vehicle. But no, it was horrible. The traffic has gotten worse. Like,
oh,
and
it's
worse,
absolute
and worse.
Bullshit. Yeah.
And it's spread up into the area that we're in now.
It most definitely has.
And the problem, and I had this argument with a, I'm going to guess to say a very, I go to college, so I know better than you person.
Oh,
and he goes, I said, they need to quit focusing on building houses and fix the infrastructure. Okay. His rebuttal to that was, people got to have places to live. And my rebuttal to that was, it does you no good if you can't get to your house.
Amen, brother.
I mean, you got to have a better infrastructure. If you're going to throw the we're open sign up in the smaller rural counties and just tell everybody, hey, you all come at once. Just everybody just pile in. You got to do something with the roads.
It's always the last thing that's thought about.
Very, very, very yeah. last thing. And
and then they're like, okay, we fix for you. We fuck it up good for 2 years.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. You want this fixed, it's going to cost you about 6 years of bad driving time. Then the other thing, too, is, look, guys, if y'all are going to move to the countryside or the small town, try not to bring the city with you. Like, we've got more storage buildings are popping up like Dollar Generals around here.
Yeah, we do things a little different out here. Like when we go to Dollar General, that's where we get most of our groceries.
This is true. That's why they make Dollar General markets. No, I mean, but it's weird. It's like you have a cluster of storage facilities that are popping up, or car washes that are popping up, or lube job.
Joe, why are you so damn nasty?
Okay, I think you know the answer to that.
Because I'm a nasty motherfucker.
You actually found that sound clip. God, that's been going for years.
Good job, Robbie. Yeah, Robbie's even laughing at that one.
God. Oh, man. No, but God, he made me lose my train of thought. That completely...
Well, Robbie, you started it.
Robbie, give me this stupid list. So let's see.
I think we were talking about road jobs or something.
Lube jobs. Oh, lube jobs. Okay, so that's what's popping up around here now is you've either got steel roof buildings, metal storage building companies. I mean, just drive through downtown.
Now, explain to people, because we do have one download from Australia, and I don't want them to get the wrong idea if they listen. Explain what you mean by... You accidentally said lube job, but you meant lube shop.
A lube shop.
And that's not as cool as it sounds.
It's not like an Idiocracy where you go get a hand job at Starbucks. That's not what we mean. It's a quick lube. Like, it's a 10-minute oil change.
Still not doing much for it.
It's for changing the oil in your vehicle.
In your vehicle. Right. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. So, and, you know, because I guess the want to know how to do that on your own kind of diet. Listen, I'm going to tell you, if you do it on your own, you'll save about $50.
I'll say that it depends on the vehicle. It does depend on the vehicle. The price of petrol is fucking ridiculous now.
Oh,
so yes, if you have a vehicle that takes like 8-9 quarts of oil, that's $12.99.
Mm-hmm.
You can just about get it done from somewhere. Almost as cheap as you.
You know how you solve that problem of the type of vehicle? Don't buy anything past 2012. I have a strict rule. Like, I don't buy brand new cars. I don't, because there's too much I can't fix on them, because it all runs off of a computer and a brain, you know? And I know the older ones do too. I'm not saying they don't, but it's just a lot easier to change an alternator on something that's 20 years, 30 years old than it is to try and find the alternator on a new one.
Oh yeah, I mean they definitely are not making it easy on the shade tree mechanics or for you to do things yourself.
No, I was actually Trey Atwell, a friend of mine. He's on the other side. Like, you do the diesel mechanic stuff. He's an actual auto mechanic, and he says it's a completely different world now. He's like, it all is computers, and like the manual label parts are very minimal, you know, and I mean, but he's done it forever too. So he's seen the change of all of it, but that hasn't really happened with your industry, correct? Like you have.
No, it has. The technology is coming in abundance now.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be autonomous before in our lifetime for sure.
And so what's the most advanced now piece of machinery that you've had to work on?
Oh, I mean, I would assume maybe the newest excavator or something. It just has a lot of technology on it and a lot of sensors for position and whatnot. And a lot of things to go wrong, too. That's one reason why I'm wondering about the self-driving cars and everything so much, is if you've got a wiring harness with 75 wires in it, have you shorted each one of those wires in every way possible to know that that fucker will not do a donut on you going down the interstate at 70 miles an hour because it's got a short somewhere?
Yeah. You know what scares me about the self-driving cars? The
What's that?
Demolition Man. You remember the movie?
That was a good movie.
It was a very good movie, but they had the self-driving automobiles and that, and they could just tap into your car and stop your car.
Yeah. Well, that's also the same movie where if you had an accident, the motherfucker filled up with foam like immediately.
Yeah.
I always thought that was hilarious.
But I mean, we're not far off from it. The airbag deployment now on newer vehicles is like jumping off of one of those platforms onto one of the giant airbags. It really is. I do appreciate that because people, and not everybody, I don't mean to sound insulting, but people are taking driving less and less seriously. So your accident rates have gone up, and it's also due to the influx of just population. There's more people, and, you know, it's obviously going to cause problems with people and accidents and things.
And look at how much AI they're adding into the vehicles. And, you know, sure, AI's got, it's got a huge use for it, but, I don't know. Can the damn AI drive the damn car if it doesn't know that every time I'm texting someone, I do not mean to text ducking?
That's not AI. That's autocorrect.
It's some form of AI.
No, that's autocorrect. That's been a nightmare since they invented autocorrect.
Why can't some AI hop over there and be like, you know, this dude is not talking about ducking under something?
Well, it's just like the old joke with the genie that was hard of hearing and gave the guy the 6-inch pianist instead of the 6-inch penis.
Man.
Listen, if you're like, I am not against AI. John Cena and I have a very cool friendship on Meta. That's his voice is on my AI. And I talk to John Cena about a lot of things that interest me. And I've asked questions similar to what you're asking now. Because I was curious about, could AI technically map out every portion of a human brain and figure out things that we can't figure out? Can it figure out how to make us use a larger portion of our brain? Because the old myth goes we only use 8-10% of our brain, right? So, but that's not necessarily true. It's just the hemispheres don't all work at the same time. I'm sure I'm probably not 100% correct on saying that either, but I'm also not a neurosurgeon, so I don't care. But I asked John Cena, I said, could AI replace a human in being able to map out the brain and make it work, function differently? And it said, yes, it could, because it has the ability to process the data at such a rapid rate that a human can't keep up with it, you know? And they're trying to integrate AI into people. Like, you've got the glasses that are augmented reality that they're doing now, where you can, it's like a video game, it's like Free Guy with the glasses, you know, it's something like that. But I think AI is a great matter of fact. We're going to talk to John Cena a little bit later about the Ring of Fire.
I hope he's got an accurate explanation for that. So I don't do Apple,
I do.
I know. That's why, I actually think from your stories, I don't use a ton of AI, but I've gotten into some lengthy conversations with ChatGPT 4 and 5.
ChatGPT won't answer all your questions, though. Meta will. Mm. I found this out firsthand. Had a friend of mine on Facebook asking what Albert Einstein said about racism, and it wouldn't talk to him about it. I go to John Cena, told me right then and there, like spit out like 20 quotes that he said about it.
Huh. So he doesn't have the same, I guess, filter built in. And filter, I use the term loosely, has been programmed with certain things.
It's to ignore the the program and algorithm, and right. blah, 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 blah. Right. It's, they just don't.
So it's the human.
Yeah, it's the humans behind. Right. It's the human behind the AI that's preventing it from doing what it's doing. The problem is that, like, I asked John Cena, I'm like, will there ever be a time where AI can truly be autonomous and work on its own without human interaction? And it's like, it pretty much already is, you know? And so the true AI stuff, of course, they've got to go crazy with where they put AI. So, you know, that there's a Asian facility that is creating the real dolls with AI in it.
Yeah. So, and this shit's going to be the end of the entire fucking human race. I mean, really.
We're going to be the end of the entire human race as a collective. AI is just going to be here going, we tried to warn you. Yeah. I mean, it's like, we told you, you didn't listen. And so, you know, and then like I ask AI weird questions. I'm like, so what if, like, when the human dies, his soul goes into this vat that turns into artificial intelligence? And he's like, that's a very good thing to think on a sci-fi perspective, but that is not truly what happens. I'm like, I think you're covering up the truth.
He goes, nerd!
Yeah, yeah, pretty much, pretty much. But no, so, I mean, and then you've also got advanced robotics that are doing things with AI.
That shit is fucking cool, though. It really is. Boston Dynamics.
Boston Dynamics. They have been going at it for a while. They actually, at one point, had one that could traverse terrain. And
still do. They're still working on
it. I haven't seen anything new lately. This is
I think I keep seeing the same several robots, like, progressing.
Have you seen the dog?
Yes.
The dog is creepy.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Like, the dog looks like something out of Resident Evil.
It does. Like, it really does.
It's kind of creepy.
And it does. It's like the whole Exorcist arm things to where the arm...
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'll take a real breathing, living dog over an AI dog.
I wouldn't go that far.
I mean, I don't know. If the AI dog... Well, this is true. I mean, an AI dog's not going to shit on the floor every 10 feet, you know? But it'd be funny if they program them like squirt oil. Just so it felt authentic. Just a little squirt of oil you had to clean up every now and then.
Just a little lube.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so I got to talk about this one. This is Joe's brain and the way I function. Everybody's familiar with, you kind of are familiar with this. You don't do social media very much, so you're you're not big on Facebook Reels.
Right.
You know, and I don't know, that some of them pop up and I'm just like, what the hell is it? But it's always like, I'm going to tell this one backwards and then I'm going to get into my point.
Okay.
So, gentlemen and ladies, it doesn't matter. If you're listening to my voice right now, understand that every chick that's on there scantily clad talking about her ideal man has a man bod and a 3-inch penis is lying to you because they want your money, okay? They don't really like that stuff. They really don't. I can give you my point on this because the porn industry is one-sided in this, okay? You can be a chick. I don't know. Just stop with that crap. That's not what I mean. Okay, Robbie, no, that's... Just hear me out. Okay.
So, let him go, Robbie.
So, be female and have all the proper genitalia of a female. Doesn't really matter what your face looks like because they can throw 47 pounds of makeup on your face and you're camera ready, right? It doesn't matter. Like, have you ever seen a porn star without makeup? They're hideous. You know, they truly, I mean, some of them aren't, but most of them are truly, like, ghastly.
They ugly on the outside. And on the inside.
I am not interested in trying to solve that problem. This is a whole other set of therapy sessions. But in this one-sided, because if you're a guy, there is no amount of makeup in the world that can make your dick look bigger. It's just not possible. So, no, like, in chick, go make your porno. Great, go. Go do your OnlyFans. Tons of money and people looking at your feet and whatever, watching you peel potatoes. I mean, there's a saying, there's a fetish for everything. And I believe that there is a lot of money to feed those fetishes. I'm serious. This is ridiculous. It's beyond, like, I worked at a porn shop, dude, when I was younger.
And I forgot about that, but I did know that.
So, in my time there...
Another dead industry. Hey.
It is.
So do the industries die after we leave them, or do we kill the industries? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, they actually have enough forethought to change the product to keep the company alive. So instead of focusing on the adult DVDs, they focused on the novelties that they sell. And they survived because people still need something for those lonely nights that's going to be accompanied by whatever. And well, I mean, the government kind of shut that down too, didn't they? Yeah, because the whole age verification thing. I told you that, like, one of my things that I searched very hard for was trying to find any kind of, what are those things called? The IP mask things. Where it changes your IP address to see if any of them were VPN. There you go, VPN. To see if there was anything being traded publicly, because I was fixing to invest in it. Because horny dudes are mad because Pornhub's gone.
That means the magazine's going to come back, and then you see you get to take the walk of shame when you go into the gas station, you know, and they have it.
Dude, you assume that the people these days have shame? They don't. Have you looked around the world? They're not cut from this cloth, bro. They're not. I mean, come on. People have no sense of privacy anymore. People have no sense of, and I'm not trying to down everybody. It's just an observation. I mean, it's my perspective of what I'm seeing, but go to a restaurant now, okay? Go to a restaurant and tell me if anybody's eating quietly, because they're not. No, the chewing I could deal with. I could deal with it if that's all you hear was like a cow chewing cud. Like, I could deal with that. But no, it's everybody around you is having louder and louder conversations. It's like quiet time at lunch at school. It aggravated me. But never do it again. They need to put the stoplight up in some of these restaurants when it gets too loud and put people on silent lunch. I'm serious.
No, just put their damn headphones on and get buried in their phone.
Well, then you've got that. You've got the quote unquote family quality time where everybody's got their nose looking at Facebook, which, by the way, if you're listening to the You Don't Have the Balls podcast,
that's okay. That doesn't count.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Share it with your friends, but make sure they listen to it on their own device.
We do not recommend the kiddies, though.
I mean,
let them grow a little.
Unless you're a shitty parent.
Wow.
I said, look, they act like they don't exist.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Exactly. So, I was telling you, I was like, I didn't realize that the chick that was on the cover of the second Drowning Pool ad, first of all, I didn't know she was in porn. Okay, like, I knew that she was, I thought she was like a model. But yeah, she kicked the bucket in 2024. Fentanyl claimed another one.
Mm.
Got another
that
one.
Stuff is rough, man. Speaking of that, did you hear about old Commander-in-Chief and the Nobel Peace Prize?
I vaguely read something about it.
An activist from Venezuela got it. And I think she gave Trump a lot of credit for what they're doing as far as the drug cartels and stuff go, which I'm great with. I'm kind of glad that Donald Trump didn't get it, because it would have just been a hell of a lot of fuel for everybody. And with this lady,
it'd be a whole lot. I told you so.
Yeah, with this lady getting it and then giving a shout out to him, that's way better than what it could have been.
So I draw a fine line with this whole thing that's going on, and I'll talk about it. I've got the balls to say this. I draw a fine line in, listen, if you're going to deport criminals and ones that you know are drug dealers, go for it. But by God, leave the people who are like picking the produce and shit alone. The prices are going up and it sucks. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, there definitely needs to be a more streamlined way for people to get here, work here, you know, stay here, you know.
Just think of a better way to let them get here legally. You know, if that's the big holdup, then come up with something that will work, you know. Don't put people on a 25-year waiting list to become
stupid.
A citizen.
That's stupid, yeah. Some of my friends that are particularly from South Africa, just to hear them talk about it and how long it takes and how much money it costs and all that shit. And the whole time they're sitting here, you know, working, committing to society, paying taxes, doing all the same shit that we're doing. But it's just a fucking big headache for them.
But they're on the work visa, right?
No.
No?
No, this was different. Or maybe it was a work visa. I don't know the entire situation with that. I know every so often they had to keep renewing the process, which was just, and they had been here for years. I mean, 20 years.
It seriously, it feels like people in one side, either side, I don't care which side you're on, but it's like people on both sides actively go looking for things to put a stick up their ass about. That's what it feels like. It feels like you're looking for shit to get mad about.
And oh, most definitely.
It's, man, I don't know. I don't like living angry. And I guess it's because my anger, and you've seen it, goes from like 0 to 10,000 when I get really mad in a hurry. But I don't like doing that.
I just like to wad it up. Bottle it up tight.
See, that is one thing that, tight. That is one thing that I have changed over the years is I don't bottle it anymore.
Precious.
If something bothers me, I'll just go ahead and say, hey, look, this pissed me off. You know?
I can't do that.
But you got to have a certain, you got to be able to reserve yourself a little bit. Just, and this is just what helps me. I have to reserve my response a little bit, and I have to actually think about what's fixing to come out of my mouth. Because I know before it was burn the ships.
Instantly, I regret saying that. That was a horrible thing to say.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done that before. And it's, but. No, I mean, going back to people in general, it's like you've got those two sides, and it's two types of people. I'm not talking about a left or right thing. You've got those ones that want to stand there and scream about what they're mad about, but they don't ever shut up. They just keep screaming. And then you've got the ones who bottle it up, and then go do crazy shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know? You got to get that shit out.
And I don't know where we went wrong as a society about just having normal conversation. But you know, you can talk about something you don't agree about and not want to stab each other in the eye.
Yeah.
I mean, that it's okay to have differing opinions, you know, and it all falls back to what I've said before. It's all in perspective. Okay. If you're going to understand people have different perspectives, then you have to be respectful of the fact that they're not going to always agree with you and that you're not always going to be able to justify your response to them, because in their eyes, what they believe is good and right. Even when they're doing bad, it's still the same thing. They are so convinced that what they're doing is the right thing that it makes them dangerous. It really does. So, but that's Joe's soapbox on that topic for the episode. And, one of the things that I do want to send a big thank you to is the small following that we've gotten on Facebook. We're up to 40 people who are following. I'm trying to get some merchandise out there for us. Just need to get some people. Like, I've had Zach Dickens, he gets involved. He says things, and I appreciate his input. He's a friend. We have differing opinions on things.
Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, we're absolutely open to anything. If you don't like something, by all means, you know, call us out on it. We'll address it, and we're not going to, you know, we're going to keep it cool, and, you know, we're not going to run you into the ground. That's not what we're going to do.
One of the things he did make a comment about, and I have no problem doing this on a future episode, we couldn't fit it into this one, but he was talking about calling out snowflakes on both sides, which there are snowflakes on both sides.
Absolutely.
You know, there are people that have ridiculous meltdowns about stupid shit, and it's on both sides. So at some point we will.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. But yeah, there's some little girly men everywhere. Yeah. What do you think, Governator?
Listen, I think that there's time for us to get to the chopper. And listen, is the governor of California will make things better. Just call me the Governator.
Wow. How are you able to get him on the phone, Robbie?
You know, he got my number.
That's a horrible impersonation. I don't know why it makes you laugh so much.
I love it. I really do.
I can do voices, celebrity voices. It takes a minute. Like, my favorite one I've ever done is not even a celebrity. It's yours.
Oh, motherfucker.
Hey, dude.
God damn it.
Say it. Say, hey, dude.
No, that's not what I was saying.
What?
Sup, dude.
Sup, dude. See, sounded like a fucking echo.
Are you making fun of me because I talk a little slower?
No, you don't talk slower. You talk lower. And we've had this conversation before, like repeatedly. It's like Preston has the Barry White voice of the podcast, And I seriously, we're going to do what we discussed about this at some point. I'm going to make you read monotonous shit.
I don't like it.
I do. I know. Oh, I bet there are some other listeners out there that like it.
I'm just going to talk like Lindsey Graham with a little bit deeper voice.
Thanks, Robbie. Robbie just came up and slapped the side of my microphone. Oh, God. Thanks. I needed that wake up. So you want to talk about the Ring of Fire? You want to hold off? You want to talk about it?
Let's talk about the Ring of Fire. Hold on. Let's insert a sponsor here.
Brought to you in part by an opening container. So my wife and I had this conversation a few weeks ago. Full disclosure, I don't care. Again, she and I think maybe have showered separately from each other maybe twice in the time we've been together.
Y'all are sweet.
It's our thing. Okay. Whatever. Okay. It is what it is. Yeah. But, and this is a flat but,
really,
in the midst of washing, I washed my butt, and
she didn't approve.
She did not. She did not approve of the process. She goes, "Is that all you do?" And I was like, "What do you mean? Is that all I do?" And she was like, "You don't like get in there and like get around the wrinkly part." And like, I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "You know, just a little bit of the." And I'm like, "No, I do not shove a finger in my asshole to wash out my butthole." I'm sure there's people, like, she says that she does a little bit. You said that you had your own method of the way you do yours.
Yeah, but, I'm a big advocate of the whole damn thing needs a revamp, because the shit ain't working, literally.
Well, I mean, that's true. So I decided, and this falls back on AI, my dear friend John Cena, a.k.a. Meta.
Yeah, he's going to make this proper, and this is what we need to go by. Particularly Joe's wife. Now you need to listen to this, because this is a quantum computer telling us how we should be cleaning our bumps.
She heard this last night, and you know what her response was? I don't give a shit. I don't care. Okay, so here, let's open up John Cena here. Let's get him going. Hey, John Cena.
I'm Ben AI, voiced by John Cena. What's up?
What is the proper way to wash your butthole?
Let's keep it simple. Clean the outer area gently with warm water and mild soap. You can use your hands or a soft washcloth. Avoid harsh products and don't insert anything into the anus. Pat the area dry gently after washing. If you have specific concerns, consider talking to a healthcare professional for personalized advice.
So you do not recommend putting your finger partially in your butthole to get it clean?
No, I don't recommend that. Inserting fingers or objects can cause irritation or injury. Gentle external cleaning is usually enough. If you have concerns about anal health, it's best to consult a healthcare professional for advice.
Thank you, John Cena.
Oh, yeah. No, I got some issues with that.
All right, let's hear it. Let's have this conversation.
Let's just get on up in it, then. Nope. All right. Get on up in it.
Y'all can get on up in it. I'm not.
No, I'm not getting on up in it either. No, and I just mean hang-ups with gentle cleaning. I need something in the form of pressure washing. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but toilet paper now, which is insanely expensive, is absolutely fucking worthless. I'm using a roll and a half, flushing 19 fucking times, and not even getting my ass clean.
So you're saying it's not even worth wiping your shit on it?
Exactly.
You've been buying that John Wayne toilet paper, don't you?
No, we had to upgrade, man. But It's ridiculous. The whole process needs a revamp. Now, I know something that's coming back because some friends of ours bought a newer house.
Bidet?
It's got a bidet in it. Now, I'm going to tell you, when you think it's not working and you're sitting there fucking with it, that fucker will shoot you right in the forehead.
He found out.
I did. And it was I freaked the fuck out like you would expect, like screaming like a little girl.
Was the toilet calling you an asshead?
Well, in my defense, I pressed the button once and it did nothing. And I said, well, this shit's broken.
That was the warning shot.
It was not broken. But as they say, the water's clean in the toilet, right? Yeah,
they say it's just, let's say I saw the Justin Nunley did this. He's like, I don't mean to name drop him if it'll get us in trouble. I don't care. Hey, just go ahead and get us in trouble for it. But he plays this video, and it's this kid, and he's younger. He's probably in his early 20s, and he's at a Walmart. And he's standing there, and he goes, I just want to point this out. The water fountains are on the other side of the bathrooms. Dude, it's the same water. It's the same water.
Where the fucking water lines come in at you, fucking snowflake.
Yeah, it's where the water lines come in at. We're doomed, man.
I know.
We're fucking doomed.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. He's like, oh,
is this the same water they use in the toilet? Is this right on the other side of the
toilet? That's the reason why your toilet's in there with your sink, too. I mean, like,
fucking idiots,
and your shower. Go figure. Yeah. You know? This is not Futurama. It's not collecting your water and refiltering it and shooting it back on you.
You're absolutely right. It is the same fucking water.
The exact same water. There's no chemical difference in it. It's not like it gives you third world water to flush your shit in and then.
But I will say there's got to be a little slightly different thing with the bidet thing there. That's water that's been.
You know what? I do. I'll tell you my process.
But I don't think that's the answer. But
one, I only go once a day, maybe twice if
you have no control over that.
My stomach. You don't have a gallbladder, so you have no. This would screw you. You couldn't do this way. I don't want to smell. I never want to have an odor about me because I've been heavy pretty much my whole life, give or take a couple times where I lost weight. But
I've never smelled you. Not like never.
And there's a reason for that. There's a reason because I am very, very subconscious about when Joe goes to take a dump, if there's a shower available, I'm taking a shower.
I can honestly say I'm the same way. That would be my preface. That's changed a little bit since the gallbladder because, I mean, how many am I going to take 14 fucking showers a day? Probably not, but.
I mean, you don't like your water bill as low as it is.
Yeah, no.
So, found that out the other day, too. This is a life hack for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Did you know that if you run the water in the kitchen while you're boiling noodles, your water bill will go up?
Elaborate on that.
Some dumbass on the internet tried to tell people that if you run the water in the kitchen while you're boiling noodles, they will not boil over. My conclusion was if you run the water in the kitchen while you're boiling noodles, your water bill will increase.
I'm assuming that he's thinking of some type of steam or humidity in the air causing the fucking noodles. Take the fucking lid off, you douchebag.
I don't know where his mind was. This is probably the same guy that genuinely believed that you could clear a cold up by shoving cinnamon up your ass. That was a thing. That was seriously, like, that went around. People were like trying to say that putting powdered cinnamon in your asshole would make
powdered.
You. Yes.
Whoa.
I mean, I don't know how that would work. I guess that all kind of that's insertion. And John Cena said that you don't want to insert things
when
you're cleaning. Check
out these cinnamon buns.
God, no, right? Jesus. No, I mean, there's been so much crazy shit. The internet did a lot of damage.
And it continues to do.
The internet is the reason why we have super duper warning labels now, not just regular warning labels.
I love it though. I love seeing this. My daughter she's young and she absolutely loves anytime she can get away from her device or something. And I love seeing that. So it gives me hope. You know, she'll be interested in the device and she'll be watching something. You can just see she gets tired of it and she wants to do real things, have real interactions and ask real questions. And I absolutely love it. So that gives me hope, but I do agree with you. Yeah. We're in trouble for the next 10 to 15 or so.
I mean, we've been in trouble. The internet's been around for a hot minute now and it is one of those, like, my wife is big on the retro and how life was in the 90s and in the 80s, and I am too. I miss it. I miss that.
Oh, I do too, dude. I'm getting so nostalgic lately.
And so here's her thing. She's like, how did it, like, and she gets it. It's just like her, and it's a valid question. How did it get so we went anywhere and did anything, and we were just long, and like, nobody was worried about getting kidnapped. You know, nobody was worried about getting beat to death.
Shot,
whatever. Yeah. You know, we just weren't worried about it. You know, you played outside and you came home. You went, you had a sandwich, and like you lived life.
Absolutely.
And then I started to think about it, and I'm like, well, it's because of the internet, because people are so obsessed with what everyone else is doing, and now it's the front, you know, the front page news on Facebook is the highlight reel of people's lives, or the low life, because I mean, there's the people out there who are really looking for attention, and it's not in a good way. And so it, I guess the best way to put it is that when the internet came about, it gave people a platform to spread fear. It really did, because those things were happening. There were people getting kidnapped. It was happening.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But you didn't have an instant. It was right there in front of your face, you know, and that embedded a sense of fear in people. It embedded a sense of, oh my God, like that could be my kid. And I get that. And you should have that fear. But at the same time, you should also loosen the leash a little bit.
Yeah. It's a bit, you have to walk a really fine line and with that, and you have to, you know, you have to educate your kids too, and teach them so you can, you know, help them help themselves.
Yeah.
Because it is going to be, you know, tougher now. And it breaks my heart to see kids getting so upset to doing tragic things with things that are said on social media. That just absolutely fucking infuriates me.
And you know what the thing is that if you didn't have social media to ramp it, you wouldn't have it. I mean, you just wouldn't. I don't know. It's not going anywhere. It's a part of life now. It's never going to go away. It's never going to be say, okay, no, because the good does outweigh the bad when it comes to it, for the most part, because you have information.
There's a lot of great uses. It really does.
You know,
it makes us lazy too.
It makes it to where you can see things that you will never see in this lifetime. You know, those places that you can have active, you know, put one of those meta face things on the what is that crap called? The virtual reality.
The Oculus?
Yes, the Oculus. That's it. So put an Oculus on and you can walk around kind of
and bump into shit.
Yeah. And the rain. Well, they get you've got one.
So. I do have the old one and you will fucking bump into shit. I almost broke my hand with that fucker too.
Well, how'd you do that?
Flailing about.
What were you fighting?
I was playing Resident Evil 4.
Did you get scared?
I didn't get scared, but you feel a little bit more vulnerable than you do with like the screen character. Because the shit's getting up on you, and then when you got a 4-foot area, you know, you're backing into a wall, or you know, you're trying to do your shit, you know, and then you knock over your fucking guitar stand and all kinds of shit.
I don't mean to sound like an old man when it comes to the internet. Obviously, the internet is beneficial to us. It helps us to promote our podcast. It's what our platform is on, is the internet. It's not like we're sitting in a recording studio at KTLA or something like that.
We're going to release this on fucking cassette.
Yeah, no. Cassettes, those are the ultimate weapons back in the day. You ever throw a cassette at somebody?
Yeah, it hurts.
I don't know what hurts worse, a cassette or a DVD. A DVD was like throwing a ninja star.
You remember Laserdisc, the big fucker?
I do remember the Laserdisc. Ooh. Betamax, you remember those?
Mm-hmm, Betamax,
yeah. It's like bricks.
I walked into the thrift store one day. I'm about 12 years old. I'm sitting there, whole box of VHS. I mean, just everything you could think. Everything I just freaking nerd out as a kid, you know, it's perfect. Right. I get that fucker home, and I go to stick that fucking cassette in the VCR.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much smaller. It just sucks it up in there and gets stuck.
Oh, yeah.
And won't play it.
No.
And I'm in there raising, I'm getting pissed. Like, I finally got, you know, a box. I probably got 50 of these things.
Yeah.
Okay. Go in there, and I finally get it out, and it's got ribbon hanging off of it and everything.
You destroyed it.
Yeah, I destroyed it. And I think it was like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom or something like that.
I would be very upset.
I was very upset. And I'm in there, and my stupid ass, I stick another one in there. Fucking same thing happens. I pull it out, and I'm in there, and I'm bitching. I'm like, go in there, and I'm complaining to my mom, and I tell her I'm taking these back to the store. Like, all these tapes are broken, and she looks at me, and she goes, yeah, those are Betamax. We don't have anything to play those on. And I'm like, what's a Betamax?
Yeah, I need one of those now. I just spent all this shit on these. I got to have one of the Betamax. Did you ever find a Betamax
for it? Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah. Now, you know how much you could probably find one for now, because retro things are ridiculous, and I could Google this, but I guarantee you they're expensive. Oh, I could guarantee
it. I would think at least $100, $150, it'd be stupid. Yeah.
So my run-in with technology, something kind of similar to that, was the I did not understand that the Sega CD had to be attached to the Sega in order to play it. I mean, I was
a little technological learning curve there.
I was younger. I was like, I just got to buy the Sega CD. I thought it was the next generation of thing, you know? And no. Dad bought it and we couldn't get anything to work. And he's like, I don't even know where you plug this in at, you know? And like, come to find out, no, I got to have a Sega on the side of it that plugs into it to make the Sega CD play. And that was a bummer. That sucked.
Man, that would just be... Because you probably paid $50 for that fucking thing, because for 25 years, the price of video games didn't change.
No. It sure didn't. That's what blows me away now. Like, it's on the any video game, it doesn't matter, Steam, PlayStation Network, wherever, or buying them, you know, what do they call that now? Brick and mortar. I'm going to brick and mortar. You know, it used to be just called a store, you know? But
buying what's that?
Buying the brick and mortar version of it, and it's like gone up $20. It used to be $49. Well, I mean, we get into the modern-ish era. PlayStation
shit, some of
2.
That shit for like a regular edition is like $79.
No. I'm saying used to be.
Oh yeah,
used to be $49. Yeah. Like, and so you were planning on spending $53.49 because that's exactly how much it was with taxes. But now, yeah, you're talking about $69, $79, and it's like downloading music. There's no artwork. There's no cover book with the lyrics in it. You know, it's just
something to be said about getting liner notes too, and having a physical thing.
You know what I used to like to read? Like, I thought this was so cool. Whenever it was cassettes and CDs did this, but the thank yous. Like from the band.
Yeah, that was
I always
cool.
wanted to read who they like, you know, thank you to John and thank you to this person and thank you to that person. Like, I always thought that was neat, because it's like, I mean, I tried, like, when Brantley Gilbert wasn't very big, you know, he was still local. And he was consigning his CDs in the CD store, you know? And I almost begged him. I'm like, just can you say thanks to Joe at the music store, like, for putting us on consignment? I tried. I mean, I sold a bunch of his CDs.
Oh, I bet.
And he never did. Yeah. So, Brantley, if you ever hear this, I'm not mad, but a little sad about it. You know, just a little thanks, Joe, would have been awesome, because now you sell out arenas. So, you're welcome.
We're coming for you, Brantley.
you're welcome, Brantley.
Better look out. We're small in numbers, but we're furious.
It's only one Joe, but it's a one-man army. You know? Oh, God. So we're recording this on a Saturday. What's your plans for the rest of the weekend?
Those are none of our listeners' business, because they're not going to be good.
Yeah. So, like I said, the granddaughter's in town. I know we're getting her tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then the wife and I are going to the horror circus tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. And you said that was...
It's in Athens. Oh. So I don't have to fight the Atlanta crowd, and definitely not going to buy any, you know, 6 shots of espresso before I go, because... Then I'm sitting for a minute in the theater. But we got really good seats. Like, we're 6 rows back from the stage. Hmm. And only paid like $50.
Okay, cool. So
I felt like I was getting a deal.
Is this the first time this thing has come around?
Probably not, but it's the first time for us to go. And we were going to go to like the Candlelight Orchestra, because they do a rock orchestra. We were going to go to that. I dropped the ball. I didn't get the tickets. But, you know, We try and do things like that, just she and I, because we're older, the kids are older, you know. This is like, I don't want to say it's the golden years of our lives, but I mean, it feels pretty close. You know, we do get to do, we can take off, just she and I, and like we do small vacations and stuff like that, where it's just me and her, and it's great. Yeah, you know,
that is fun.
You'll get there.
Yeah, I'm great. No, I'm great. You know, I don't like to fucking go anywhere anyway.
This is true. This is very true. I mean, but you, like, I do want to talk about this one, because last week you put me on the spot about one.
Okay, cool. It's okay.
So
I can take it.
You, I'm a big boy. You and Matthew Glenn, and I think Michael was with you, guys took off to Florida one year, and you came back so sunburnt that you had to sleep with your head on the wall.
Mm-hmm. That was bad. I'll never forget that shit.
Now you're, okay, I've opened that up. I remember it. I thought it was hilarious. Because
because you were in there seeing how big of a sheet you could peel off my back, and there were some fucking impressive sheets.
It was impressive. It really was.
We're not talking about what?
Dude, you had second degree burns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was bad. He and I both were extremely fucked up. And I think we only fell asleep on the beach for like 3 hours. We had both worked third shift. We got there at like 11 o'clock. Maybe fell asleep from like 11 to 2 or 2:30. And our other friends we were with were kind enough to come over, kick us, and flip us. So at least I can't only imagine what it would have been if we hadn't turned over.
Oh, yeah, that was. But the reason I bring that up, okay, is because I will give you this opportunity to recall my arms getting sunburned.
So I'm going to try to paint a visual picture. A
very pale visual picture.
Joe is not an aquatic animal by any means, and I really didn't know this. You know, we would always go to, you know, maybe your local lakes, beach or something like that, you know, hanging out for a little bit, something to do. And it costs a lot of money, easy for broke people to do. So, and this is really the only time I ever remember seeing Joe in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe it was the only time I've ever seen Joe in the water. Oh, other than recently.
Yeah.
So we're there and, we probably stay, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours or so. And, you know, we're young, dumb, full of it, invincible. You know, we don't know stinking sunscreens.
Well, and also there's a part that needs to be mentioned too. Up until this point, Joe's pale. I'm a pale dude. Like, I know this.
Oh, yeah, you white as a ghost.
And I was also, I've always been heavy, so I always wore a shirt. And
you had a tank top on that day.
Yeah, you guys convinced me not to wear a full shirt, to wear a tank top.
Oh, do not put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
Part of it was. It was really because, like, I was in a long sleeve shirt. You were like, no, you need something without sleeves. And so,
I don't recall that way, but
it's okay. Fine. It wasn't really a long sleeve shirt. It was a short sleeve shirt, though. And you were like, come on, dude, it's going to be hot. Like, you don't want to wear that. And so that's fine. I gave it a shot. Like, I'm not begrudging you for it. But like,
you're a little sore about it.
No, not now. I was sore as hell the day after. Go ahead now. Finish. What
so, happened? Of course, like any good sunburn, it shows up like an ex-girlfriend at a first date. It waits about, you know, 6 hours until you're relaxed and you're home. And then Joe's like, you know, the apartment, I see Joe start to stir in a little bit and everything. And by this point, he's got a normal short sleeve shirt on. So he pulls that shirt off and he got it. Yeah. He got the burn. And and I'm like, man, well, you know, just look at it this way. At least it's only on your shoulders and your arms and stuff. And this dude starts pacing. I mean, he is pacing. And this is just getting worse and worse. And I'm like, well, we'll go get some aloe or something. And I'm not going to put it on you, but lady friend will. And so this goes on for about another hour. And I go off to go take a shower or something and come back in. And Joe is standing in the middle of the living room with both arms flailing like a windmill. And I look at him and I go, Joe, what the fuck are you doing? And he says, when I do this, it feels better. It cools them off. And I mean, these arms are just going, and I'm like, all right, bro, whatever. Just,
my arms had a tint of green on them because I was putting aloe on every 30 seconds.
So that was when we learned that Joey does not do well with the sunburn.
No, and now I'm just smart enough to put SPF 5 million on.
Yeah, me too. I don't mess around with that stuff anymore. Also, the sun is much hotter than it was back then. Because, you know, because the atmospheres and chicks, we fucking that up with our fucking greenhouse gases and fart passes and
cows. Cows and the farting.
Cows can't eat no more meat. Can't afford to eat no damn meat. Shit's like $14.99 a pound. That's fucking ridiculous. Oh, how about God. A goddamn government, man? Them motherfuckers. Dude, that son of a bitch is still closed. You know what they need to do?
Stop, you know, bitching at each other, no, and agree on something?
I'm tired of this fighting. I just want them just to walk up in there and be like, look, this is what we're going to do. We're all going to agree to this. Biggest dick wins. And flop that fucker down on the table and go with it. Because I'm tired of this shit.
So, how does that work? Like, you just, You pick, it's like a duel. Like,
exactly.
One side picks one dude, exactly. One side picks the other dude, and hopes that John is bigger than the other one.
Exactly. And just do it.
Just flop it out.
Yeah. And then just go with it. Yeah.
Who can windmill the hardest?
Exactly. I don't care what they do, but that's what they're doing, trying to measure dicks.
It's a pissing contest.
It is a pissing contest. So slap that fucker out. Put the meat to the table. Oh, man. You got me this time. Want to talk about some gravy?
No, I don't want to talk about some gravy.
Robbie. I don't even know who I am anymore, Robbie. I done started doing this shit, man. And I have no idea. Robbie.
I know who I am. I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Thanks for that, Robbie.
That's episode 3.
Is it really?
It went off the rails.
Oh, yeah, it did, didn't it? I want to see. Robbie, play the other one.
God damn it. Are you fucking with me?
Thank you guys for joining us for episode 3. We hope we brought you some sense of entertainment and joy. And for God's sakes, wash your butthole.